Hey, how you doing? Welcome to another chapter of Comments from the Peanut Gallery. How did we acquire this information about DNA of God in you, the reality of the new birth, the Heaven Castle ship, the Galilee Gathering? Galilee Gathering, maybe of that equation most pertinent to each one of us today. But anyhow, how did we gather? How did we acquire the information? I think that's needful for you who is sitting here listening to this. How did you acquire, how did I acquire this, camera girl and I acquire this information? Like some of you, okay, some of you have a hobby, something that's really captured your attention. For example, model airplanes, where they fly, remote control. I know there's a viewer out there that has remote control airplanes and a sawmill, and you've gone to extensively researching it and navigating through these different engines for the airplanes and the control and where they can fly, just remote control through the sky. Fantastic, but you are intent in a direction, it's captured your interest, and you focus in on it until you know a lot of stuff about it. Okay? This stuff, like the Galilee Gathering, how did that happen? Well, camera girl and I, we started off on an adventure in 2008, where we focused in on initially writing a book about starting at Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, the miracle of Lazarus being raised from the dead. And we started in a direction to write about that, a book, a historical fiction book, because it had captured my attention intently. This miracle, the most spoken of miracle, in-depth description of, that I know of in the Bible, as far as a miraculous healing, something, but it really captured my attention. There's a lot of stuff about it that very much interested me. And what happened is that along the way of writing this first book, because in reality there was really three, in writing the first book and being so immersed in gathering information to get every factual detail of it correct, and we had learned how to pull on the DNA of God in us to accomplish a chore. We're both business people, business and industry, sell product. With Tenonizer, we sold product all around the United States and Canada and Mexico and manufacturing, and we got patents, lots of product. Did meeting the needs of those around, okay? Lots of different machines that we made, built, and sent and shipped all over, okay? But we were so intent in understanding how to draw on the DNA of God in us, which I really want you to be able to do as a born of God person. You have treasure in you that we all need. I need treasure that's in you. You need treasure that's in me. Meeting the needs of those around with the ability of God in us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Okay. So we intently went off writing these books, and along the way, we learned some stuff. Things never, like I said, we started this in 2008. We didn't finish it until 2013. Intently heading in a direction, and we found out stuff about the Galilee Gathering. Vitally important for everybody, especially today. In this time frame we're living in, understanding about the Galilee gathering, things about the DNA of God in us, the new birth, is absolutely pertinent to today. So we found out stuff, wrote book one, published authors, book one, and we go, and stuff we found out along the way, we started on book two, which had everything to do with, book one was, it's called the Stonehouse series, The War is Over. That's book one. Then book two that we started then, after learning what we did at that time, writing book one, we started book two. It's the Stonehouse series, The Shadow of Masada. That has everything to do, the whole book is about the Galilee gathering and the happening of it. But it's the information, the data, and the research computer programs with word search and stuff with eSword and things, but computer enabled to study topically within the scriptures, okay? We didn't go to other writings out there. We did search a lot of stuff with for background as far as setting Google Maps and stuff, just to look at, to be able to look at a specific spot in Israel to get the setting and stuff perfectly correct. We did study that, but it's because of what we found studying the Bible in writing book one, and then going to book two and writing that, and then those are both published, and in this whole thing we went back, and as a result of what we'd learned writing book one and book two, we went back to the very beginning and then rewrote book two, or excuse me, rewrote book one. It became a second edition. The Stonehouse series, The War is Over, and The Shadow of Masada. Now, both of those are published and out there for sale. But what we did then was to take book one, and Camera Girl reads it online, and you can see it for free. You can watch it for free. But it isn't just a audio book being written or being read, an audio book being read. What we did on this, the Stonehouse series, The War is Over, it's on YouTube and it is free, and she does read it, yes, online, does a really good job of it. It took, 3 months to read it, to get it perfect. And for a background to it, we acquired the most magnificently beautiful, here in Minnesota, we have some of the most beautiful country on the planet. And we got, where we filmed, got the drones and films and cameras and stuff to film the background for reading the book online. So you have on the video, she is, you can see her with the book in the corner, just down in the corner of the screen, where she's reading the book, and it comes across with closed captioning. Very important. So you can read along as she's reading, you can follow along with the closed captioning, but the footage that's captured there is the most beautiful. We traveled extensively to get the footage, a lot of it with a drone, a lot of it in 4K, the footage filmed where it would be footage, where there isn't visible footprint of man. Not that that's bad, just that there's no houses in the background, there's no buildings, there's no roads. Just some of the most beautiful natural landscape captured, most of it is with aerial drone flying through, not really fast, but just moving through, so you can see the expanse of beauty of the magnificent creation that Almighty God has made for us. So that's what's there, and it's on YouTube, and if you search in there, the Stonehouse series, that'll bring it up. The Stonehouse series, The War is Over, that will bring it up where you have lots of... It's easy to find on there. Okay, and yeah, we do get a return for it. What do we get? The way that it comes and figures out, if you watch a whole chapter, what do we get for return as a YouTube contributor? One chapter, one penny. That's the way it works out. Very close. But so we do get some return from it, but the cost to you is free. But the stuff that we gathered along the way, the knowledge the camera girl and I acquired from diligently looking at what it took to make these two books, to create them, with the ability of God in us, pulling out on that extensively, what we acquired, the understanding, is a lot of what I share with you on here, especially as we're looking at the Galilee gathering. So I thought that was very needful for you to know. And as a side note, some of that footage, you know, flying around with the stuff with the model airplanes is quite amazing. But we're using drones that are flying not quite so fast to get exceptionally magnificent footage. Exhibiting God's handiwork. So there we go. Enjoy the journey.